If I may ask a question, let's be honest in the way we answer. Including myself, did any one of us, you know, when we woke up this morning and we prayed, Lord, give us this day our daily bread? I'm not expecting an answer from you. Most likely, many of us will say, yes, no, I woke up this morning, right, just running to have a cup of coffee, right, or get my breakfast. Or maybe some of us started the day with a prayer and saying, Lord, we thank you for this day. But I doubt, like many of us would start the day by saying, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Because we live in a time, particularly in a country like this, when you look at the Lord's Prayer, the phrase that we want to see today, you know, our needs and God's provision, we realize, you know, that this is not, maybe some of us will say, this is not relevant for us. Because when I open my fridge, there's so much there, so much things to eat, right? Some of us have even freezers in our basement. You know, we stock up things. There are so much things that will last for months. I think many of you would remember the start of the pandemic. You know, many were just stocking up things, right? As if, you know, we wanted so much of food for our daily life. You know, some of us will say, maybe this prayer is not relevant to a nation like us, a first world country, because we have so much things that's around us. You know, I was just trying to Google this morning and find out how many grocery stores are there in Ontario, in this province. Do you know how many grocery stores? Don't Google. If you Google, you will find out, right? It's 5,321 grocery shops. Almost every corner, you will see there's some kind of a grocery shop. We lack nothing. There are so much of things that's around us for us to buy and eat or even consume. And maybe some of us would say, you know, this prayer is relevant for the third world countries, for people who are just going through a rough time in our life. Because when I look at this prayer, it is not just about our daily bread. It talks about our needs, our fundamental needs. That's what Martin Luther said. We need God, we need God's. And at the same time, I also see when I look at this phrase that God wants to take care even our daily needs. Many times we ask God for big things, but God says, you know, I'm also concerned about your daily need, your even your breakfast, your friends, your environment, and everything that is important for life. Let's pray and ask God to help us as we engage in this passage. Father, we thank you for your word that is given to us. We thank you, Lord, because we have access to your word, that we can worship you freely, O God. We can rejoice and we can say boldly that we are Christians in this nation. We are blessed, O God, but help us not to take our blessings for granted, because someday, O God, these blessings can be taken away from us. Help us, O Lord, to be thankful and be grateful at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe many of us would know that, you know, nowadays, when you look at the news media, you see, or even you would have heard this word, inflation, right? Prices are always on the increase. You go to the grocery shop, you know, you realize it's around 20 to 30% increase. And, you know, and everywhere you buy something out, looks like, you know, the $20 can't bring us much far. Compared to the many years, everything is going up, right? Gas prices has gone up. By the way, I do not know what's the gas price for today. Yesterday's gas price is almost the same price for today. That's what I heard. You realize it's almost everything is going up. And during this time, there's a new word that was coined. They say it's a word called food insecurity. In other words, there are families, there are people, not only in our nation, but in many countries, they do not know where is their next meal coming from. Maybe some of us are not concerned about this because we have so much. We have so much, right? We don't worry about it. But there are people in this world who just do not know where is their next meal is going to come from or whether they can go through, you know, successfully complete the end of the month without even visiting the food banks. I believe the food banks are really in need of food. But when I look at this particular passage, you know, I realize, you know, that Jesus is concerned about even our temporal affairs. You know, many times as Christians, we always think, you know, God is always concerned about my spiritual walk, about my prayer life, about my faith. Yes, God is concerned about all these. At the same time, God is also concerned about my daily prayer, my daily bread, my daily needs. God is concerned about what happens in our life, my friend. You know, when Martin Luther was, you know, doing a commentary on this particular passage, he said this, and let me, you know, look at the next slide. When he talks about daily, you know, Martin Luther, you know, when he wrote his catechism, he said, you know, daily bread does not just mean bread alone, right? It included the necessities and nourishment for our bodies, such as food, drinks, clothing, shoes, house, farms. I don't know, many of us, we even think about farms, right? Are we concerned about all these? The fields, the livestock, money, property, upright spouse, upright children, upright members of the household, right? Upright and faithful rulers. You know, we start thinking about government only when the election comes. Do we talk about weather? We, you know, blame about global warming, but what do we do about it? But God is even concerned about all this, peace, health, and I think the list continues. I think God is concerned about the small things that we tend to ignore, my friend, because these things are important to us. You know, when we say, give us this day our daily bread, it's not just our food. It's the things that gives us, makes us live. A couple of lessons that we learn from this particular passage. It talks about our need. So when you recite the Lord's Prayer, you know, it's much more in depth. One of the first lessons that we learn, it's a lesson on human needs. You know, Jesus says, give. Word give, right? There's two ways of using the word give. Sometimes kids will tell their parents, you know, give me this. As if they're entitled to all the things they believe, you know, I need to be given. But the way, the tone that is used in this particular passage, it's a different tone altogether. It's more of a plea. It's more of a beggar coming before God and saying, Lord, I beg you, please give me. I'm making a request to you. It's a humble request. In other words, Jesus is saying that when I ask God for my daily needs, it's not that, Lord, I'm a Christian, so I'm entitled to. And not in that language, my friend, but we come to God by saying, Lord, I'm a beggar, I am in need, because this God can take away our wealth at any time, my friend. If God gives us some kind of ill health, you know, it will wipe away our earnings. If the stock market falls down tomorrow, all our stocks are of no use and there's no way you can sell it out. And that's the way, you know, Jesus is using the word, you know, God, give me because I need you. I'm a beggar. I don't know, maybe sometimes we don't use that word in a modern society like us. But in the spiritual sense, my friend, all of us are beggars. Maybe you don't like that word, but that's the way. Look at Matthew Henry. Matthew Henry says, we beg of God to give it to us, not sell it to us, not lend it to us. When he was working on this commentary, he said, but give. The greatest of men must be beholden to the mercy of God for their daily bread. I came across this quote by a Puritan preacher, very powerful man. You know, this man said, we have not a bit of bread of our own earning, but must get our living by begging. In other words, Lord, give to us, because this God can take away that job away from us, my friend, that career away from us. The next day, our boss can say, you're fired, I don't need you. Or your doctor will say, you know, I'm sorry, you can't work because your health is not good. And so, This man says, you know, we are begging in the sight of God. Sometimes we say, you know, it's my talents, my gifts, my knowledge. I have all that, but that God can take it away anytime. That's why King David, you know, when he writes to his people, he was just reminding his people. And he was telling them, but who am I, right? And who are we, my people, that we should be able to give as generously as this? And then he says, everything comes from you, and we have given only what comes from your hand. In other words, what we have today is given to us by God. You know, God has given to us, my friend, whether we accept it or not, that's our condition is. You know, as I said, you know, sometimes we say, you know, we earn because of our talents and our gifts, our experience. I'm not denying it. But sometimes what happens, we become so boastful, right? Pride comes into us. We think it's all because of our talents. There was a time in Israel's life, the people were, you know, doing very well financially. As a nation, they were prosperous. They said to themselves, you know, we are a powerful nation. Not only we have all the armies, we are blessed with health. We have everything that we need. You know, maybe we are, because we are not only privileged people, but we have all the talent. And sometimes we can also say as Christians, it's all because, you know, the talents or the experience or the gifts that I have. But what did Moses say? Moses said to the people, you may say to yourself, he said, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. He was telling his people, you might think that this wealth came because of your hand, by your work. But remember, he said, the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. It is He, my friend. So have you ever come to God in prayer and say, Lord, I beg you, please, I need you. I need to survive in this world. Give me my daily bread. Because this God can take away that daily bread away from us. Are we coming to God in that kind of spirit? At the same note, I know I don't mean to say that as Christians, you know, we should be just, you know, because God gives, so I shouldn't work, I should lie down on my bed and just relax. No, that's not. We should be doing our work. At the same time, Paul speaks about it, it's our Christian duty to work and also to provide. But I think it teaches us that we are in need of God's help. In need of God's health. In need of a good health. In need to have a favor in the eyes of the people that we work in, the superiors' eyes also, my friend. Because without God's help, everything can be wiped out in a day. Secondly, you know, when we say this particular phrase, what are we saying? Look at the word very carefully. Does it say, give me? It says, give us. Give us this day our daily bread. In other words, you know, I like the Word of God. You know, the reason is because it's very consistent. The Word of God is so consistent that I need to love God. At the same time, I need to love my neighbor as myself. I see compassion in this particular passage. It's important, right, for us to know what's happening around the world. Someone once said, you know, as a Christian, not only you should be holding your Bible, but you should also have the newspaper, because you need to know what's happening in the world today. But today it's your social media to tell you what's happening in the world today. We are a prosperous nation. We have everything. But do you know there are many in this country? I'm not talking about the world. Let's look at our country, right? This nation. There are people who need. And that's why Jesus wants us to be conscious of the needs of others, my friend. Because this world or this generation that we are living in, it's about me, it's about mine. It's about what I can have. No. The Christian perspective is different. It's about us. It's about others who is in need. About my neighbors, my nation, the people. It's beyond race and color. And that's what the scripture is all about. Look at numbers. I like numbers. You know, when you look at numbers, you know, 1 in 7 people in Canada live in poverty. Do you know that? 1 in 7. They're living in poverty. Nearly 15% of elderly single individuals live in poverty. Many times we think the elderly people have so much money, right? They're always on holidays. It's not exactly true, my friend. 15%, I got this from Canada Without Poverty website. 1 in 3 million children live in conditions of poverty. You know, that is 1 in 5. Parents, are you aware? You provide for all your needs, but what about the child in your neighborhood who's suffering? Have you ever asked, you know, is there some ways that I can help your child? Our kids are privileged. More than 1/3 of the food bank users across Canada were children in 2016. When they say children, it's around 18 and below. Can you imagine? 1 in 1/3 of food bank. We have a food drive that's happening in our church, right? The second week of this month, the next month, we'll be giving out. It goes to many who are in need. One in seven of those using shelters in Canada are children. Do you know that, my friend? And when I was looking at these numbers, let me tell you, I was, you know, what about third world countries? I think the numbers will be much more greater and sad to look at. Food insecurity, because whatever people get, they will try to grab and eat. You know what has resulted? 80% are more likely to report having diabetes because they want to survive. So they eat whatever is there. They can't be choosy. They can't be eating healthy. They need to eat something that will help them to survive. And 60% are more likely. I was reading a parliamentary budget office. By the way, I'm not in the parliamentary side. I like numbers, so I was just reading a report. And according to the report, I realized, and it was, you know, I was sad because 25.6% of Canada's wealth, 25.6% of Canada's wealth is occupied by 1% of the population. In other words, 25% is controlled by 1% of the population. And I was wanting to look at the other extreme, the bottom ones. The bottom 40%, I do not know where many of us, right? The bottom 40% in the year 2016, you know how much of wealth, Canada's wealth they occupy? It's only 1.2%. In other words, 40% of the population, the bottom line, has only 1.2% of the wealth of this nation, whereas 1% occupies 25.6. There's a disparity that's happening. What are we doing to help the poor and the needy, my friend? Not only the nation, but I think even as a church, right? Paul talks about it. He says, right? Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. In other words, yes, we need to help the society, the neighbors, but what about your brothers in the church? You know there is a need, but do we ignore or we don't, you know, come by to help? Have you ever called a student in our church and said, you know, let's go for lunch. Lunch is on me. That would be wonderful, right? I think one of the things I like about corporate prayers is, you know, we begin to hear people's needs. When we come together as a church body, we begin to see and hear in our conversation what are the needs of the people. So Jesus is teaching us, right? Not only it's about me, it's about others. Give us. Give each and every one of us. So my friend, when we start praying, let's include others in our prayer. Lord, give us this day. Let me continue the third one. You know, I like the word. It says, this day, right? Many a times we don't go to grocery shop every day. What do? Parents, right, we go for maybe weekly shopping. Or some of us, we don't have much time, we go for monthly. We go to Costco, If you're in the US, you go to Sam's Club, right? And we stock up for the month when there's promotion, right? Some of us have the Flip app in our phones. We know where, you know, the sales are happening. We want to buy. By the way, I also have a Flip app in my handphone to know where I can buy something much more cheaper. You know, but what is Jesus teaching us? In other words, he is teaching us that, you know, we need to be concerned about each day. Why there is so much worries in this world? Why many are going through depression? Because, you know, they do not leave and ask God to say, Lord, help me each day, God, every day of my life, right? And help me just to trust in you, to believe and to know. And that's why, you know, Jesus said, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink or your body. And then and it continues, like, look at the birds and all that, my friend. In other words, you know, today why people are worried, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be concerned about future, my friend, or plan for the future. It's wonderful. But we do not know what is going to happen tomorrow because we might not even wake up from our bed. But we need to be concerned about today. And say, Lord, lead me, guide me, each and every moment, and provide me. As I was working on this sermon, I was talking to my wife about, you know, the people who were going through, you know, the 40 days during the time of Moses, the Exodus period. I was telling my wife, you know, I was trying to imagine, I said, you know, I was just trying to imagine, for 40 years, God fed them. And each day, God would have said, you know, I'll give you a week's supply because that will make my job much more easier. But he did not. Almost every day he provided. Every day they need to go out and get food. And not only that, if you realize they cannot stock it for overnight and say, you know, I will use it for snacks. Or I'll get up in the morning and get something. No. They have to eat whatever it's given for that particular day, my friend. Can you imagine? After their dinner, they went to bed. They do not know what is going to happen tomorrow, but the next day God provided. Each day without fail. God provided each day without fail, my friend. I think that's what Jesus is wanting, to pray for each day, each day's needs, and say, Lord, help me. Help me. Lastly, you know, let me finish with this. I was trying to dig into this particular passage and I realize it also talks to me about spirituality. Look at the text very carefully, right? It says, our daily bread. Do you see an amount there? You don't see an amount, right? Or quantity or quality of bread. You don't see. It's not whether wheat bread, right? Or multigrain, or 12 grains, or white bread. Right? You don't see it has to be sourdough or whatever it is. Nothing of that sort. It says, look, so when I was just dwelling on this, you know, what are we saying, Lord? It's about spirituality. We are saying, Lord, whatever that is important for me, whatever that is needful for me, Lord, you provide. Lord, you know my needs. You know these are the things that I need in my life. You provide, not more, but not less, but what I need. When I was working on this, I realized, I think many mothers, I believe there are many mothers here, you know the needs of your kids, right? You know how much that child has to eat, and the older one has to have a different, you know, diet altogether. You don't feed each child according, you know, because I give meat to my eldest, so the baby child has to be given meat. You know their needs. Because this is what they require to grow. Maybe it might be milk. To some, it will be different. Or maybe the doctor said, your child have to this, eat particular food. And so you are very conscious. You provide according to their need for their growth. And that's what we are saying, telling God, Lord, you know my need, O God. This is what I need for my life. Just provide my need. But today, it's not. We want more than our need. And that's why greed comes into our life, because humanity is such, my friend, we want much more. A brother has this, and so, Lord, I want much more. Greed comes, and it affects our life. You know, in Proverbs, what did he say? Because if I ask more, if greed comes into my life, it affects my holiness. What was the prayer? He said, Lord, remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I'll be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I'm poor and steal and profane the name of my God. In other words, he say, Lord, whatever is needed of God, just provide me. Not my wants, what I need in my life, just provide me. Because if I have too much, I will say, I don't need God. If I have too little, I'll start, you know, stealing things. Or to live or fail to live a life for you. So he talks about spirituality. You know, Lord, give me whatever. And also teaches us about contentment. When God provides your needs, be happy. Maybe your brother or the other person is able to afford more, because maybe God wants to bless that person with more. But if God gives, you know, might be less to you, but that's what God wants you. And when we start, if not, greed comes in, jealousy comes in, envy comes in, we want to be better than the other brother. And then finally, a lot of issues comes into our life. Let me conclude. How many of you like gardening? One? No? Yeah, some of us, you know, my wife and I, we like gardening when we came to this nation, because in Singapore, we don't have space, so we don't have a place to have gardens unless you're in a landed property. So here, when we came here, we like to do some gardening and some of the, you know, to occupy some of our free time. My wife says, I have a green thumb. I do not know whether it's green, but, you know, they say it's a green thumb. But every day, you know, this summer we have some herbs. I know maybe some of you don't like this. We have chilies, hot and spicy, right? And so every day, my wife and I, when we have Thai basil and others, right? By the way, I'm not supplying to the grocery store. Yeah, it's for us only. So, you know, every time I go, I just water the plants. And I'm happy. Sometimes I look at myself, I feel so proud. You know, I have a green thumb. You know, everything is growing well. Rather nice and wonderful. At the same time, you know, every time I look at it, I realize it's not, yes, I've done my part, but God does much more. I was looking at a study that was done in the U.S. in an agricultural school. And it was reported, they did a study and it was reported in the Associated Press. And I marveled at that study. It says, you know, it is reported that 100 bushels of corn, right, in 1 acre of land, in other words, one bushel is around 56 pounds. They say, you know, it requires, you know how much it requires? It requires more 4 million pounds of water, 6,800 pounds of oxygen, 5,200 pounds of carbon, 160 pounds of nitrogen, 125 pounds of potassium. Maybe Ricky will understand all these terms. And 75 pounds of yellow sulfur and other numerous element. I just gave water, that's all. But I'm so proud, as if I'm the one who gave life to the chilies and whatnot. But when I looked at this study, I was telling myself, Lord, you know, I've just done little. And according to the study, it says that we you know, it is estimated that 5% of the produce can be attributed to the efforts of men. In other words, my effort, my wife's effort, it's only 5%. But 95%, it's God. Because God gives the sunlight, right? Even the water is given by him, the carbon, the nitrogen, my friend, which I don't see, right? The potassium. God provides all these, the nutrients, whatever that is needed, the climatic condition God gives. But as a human being, I'm so proud by saying, doing 5% and saying, as if I'm the one who gave life. No, it is God who has given life and makes it produce much. Today, it's not our talents. It's not the gifts or the experience, the wealth that we have. Yes, it might be 5%, but it's 95% of God, my friend. Because that same God can take it away from us. And so I think whenever we say, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, let's realize that we need God in our life. Every need can only be fulfilled by God. When we say, Lord, give us this day, let us be mindful of our neighbors, of our friends who are in need. Let us be mindful of our church community, families who might be going through a difficult time. It's a time for us to reach out. And let us, when we say this day, whatever God provides, be satisfied. If God provides you less today, just thank God, because He knows what you need. He knows what is important for your growth, my friend. Let's continue to ask God, give us this day our daily bread. Let's pray. Father, we realize, O God, that what we have belongs to you. What we have comes from you, God. And what we have is given to us by you. Many times, O God, we think that, you know, we deserve it. We are entitled to it. But Lord, it's all because of your grace and mercy that you've given to us. To some you have given more. To some, O God, you have given less. But you know our needs. You know what are the things, O God, that we need in our life to grow. Because the more we might have, we might question you by saying, I don't need God. Help us, Lord, to be thankful for the things that you've given to our life. And help us, Lord, to look at you, because it's only you who's able to give us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.